And when you write someone a letter, what do you expect?
I expect a reply.
All right, or you would say, it's time, I was getting an
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and be sure that it gets to the right place. What do you put on that envelope?
Put the correct address.
Anything else you might say?
You ought to put the return address on it, too. Your address. So if it's not delivered, it'll be returned to you.
All right. Now, you would say, well, I know he lives in Bristol, but I don't know his
street address.
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you ask him, who
taught you to whistle?
When are you going to Miami? If someone was to ask you this, if someone wanted to know and they ask you this, you would say, right now we're, if you're planning to go next week, you'd say, right now we're blank next Wednesday.
We're planning to go next Wednesday.
All right, now can you think of another expression you might use here instead of planning?
Right now we're getting ready to go next Wednesday.
All right, what do children call somebody who's always running and telling on others?
A tattletale.
All right. Any difference between younger and older children? Or are they all referred to, or do they refer to others?
I guess they have different names for them. He squealed on me or something like that.
All right. If you want to brighten up the room for a party, and you have lots of things growing in your garden, you go out and what might you gather or what's another, what
you
would say here?
Pick some flowers and arrange them.
What is something a child might play with?
Well,
or what do we call what a child plays with?
Toys.
If something happened that you expected, predicted, or were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous, you might say,
I expected him to do that.
Okay. Now, when we think about the principal parts of the verb give, you would say, that's the book you
gave me.
All right. And then you might say, I'll blank it back to you.
I'll give it back to you.
When I finished it, because you have
others that you...
Or you have blank me so many other good books to read.
You have given me, lent me so many good books to read.
All right, now the principal parts of the verb begin. You would say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
began to rain.
Can you think of other words that people might use instead of began?
Well, they might say it started to rain.
Now, why are you out of breath? Someone might ask if you've been running. And you would say, I was feeling so happy that I
ran
all the way home.
Okay.
Now, when we think about horses gallop, but what do people do?
People run.
And you might say, they have blank a mile every day this week.
They have run a mile every day this week.
If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he blank from?
Come from.
And then you might say, and these are principal parts of come.